let yourself be consumed by rage. Keep on moving, shaking, and making change. The world needs more people who care like you. So don't ever stop doing what you do. Doing what you do.
Movers, shakers,
and change makers.
Hello and welcome to the first ever episode of the Movers, Shakers and Changemakers podcast by The Joyful. I am Alice Reeves.
And I'm Sophie Turton.
And we are industry peers turned social media acquaintances turned business partners, the yin to one another's yang, the cheese to one another's pickle, and the co-founders and directors of The Joyful. We're a team of brand impact consultants. We work with leaders and organisations to discover and harness the power of their business and their brand to make a positive impact on the world. So, Sophie, why are we doing this podcast?
Oh, so what the why that we're doing this podcast is really the why that we exist as a business, which is because we really believe that businesses are the solution to a world in crisis. And why do we think they're the solution? Because they are the problem too. And if they're the problem, then they must also be the solution. Forever, ever, ever optimists. And, you know, this podcast started from us asking ourselves some questions like, what would the world look like if all businesses were committed to having a net positive impact? That is, if all of the impacts that they did or everything that they did in the world had an impact and added that together, what is the total sum of that impact? Is it positive or negative? And if purpose, people and planet were as important to businesses as profit? And that is something that drives us in our evolution as a business. It's been a kind of reason to get up in the morning for a long time. And I don't know about you, Alice, but it certainly helps me when I'm feeling like, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Because, you know, you can watch the news and think, well, you know, we're screwed, really.
Yeah.
And the reason that we do what we do and the reason that we're having these conversations is because that isn't actually true. And there are so many positive things and so many amazing people doing amazing things. And really, this is a podcast about hope and inspiration and motivation and you know, a sprinkling of, you know, tangible actions that we can all take, whether we're business leaders or individuals, to do our bit to make the world a better place.
Yeah. 100%. And I think something we both share is that we both get really energized and inspired by having conversations with people that are out there that are driving positive change. And like, I know for me, the last 2 years of the pandemic, the fact that my opportunities to interact with people who inspire me have been so reduced. It's been so incredible to finally get this podcast off the ground that we've been talking about for ages, because every single conversation we've had has left me feeling energized. And, you know, we have spoken to some seriously incredible people, and I cannot wait to share these conversations out there, because God, like, we've covered so many important things that, you know, that we as leaders in business can do to make a positive impact on our planet. We've had, I think, seven conversations so far that we've recorded about things like empathy and leadership, inclusive policy and communication, the importance of diverse representation and accommodation, how small businesses can make a real difference, a real tangible difference in the world, and how do we create workplace cultures where people can thrive, and so much more in kind of tangents that we've gone off on. And I think that really is the crux of why we've called this Movers, Shakers and Changemakers, which is a phrase we've associated with our business now for a couple of years, because every single person we have spoken to, every single person we will be speaking to, the kind of businesses we are out to support are people that don't sit back and wait for change. You know, they see a need, they push forward, they put things in action, and they shake things up in their industry, in their communities, and they're all about making positive change happen in everything they do. And like, you know, a lot of the people we've interviewed, I'd never spoken to before. I'd just heard of them. And the fact that they responded so warmly to our invitation and have come on and had these amazing conversations has just been so brilliant.
Yeah, it really has. And, you know, this is a great opportunity to give a little shout out to our supporter in this. I guess you could call her production lead in some way, Amy Gibson, who has helped us to reach some amazing people and has done all of the kind of behind the scenes work that has made this podcast possible. So thank you so much, Amy, for all of your support.
Thank you, Amy.
And, you know, it has been really eye-opening, because some of the things, not so much the conversations as a structure, as in we were talking about things that we have always been very curious about, but more the meat on that, like the juice in it, like what people, mm-hmm. the experiences that our guests have had, and then the solutions that they themselves have found through their lived experience and how they've used that to like engineer change in their roles has been quite gobsmacking at times.
Insular, and I think that can really skew your perspective on things when you haven't got that external input and you're not going out and you're not making those new connections and you're not hearing people from different walks of life and different experiences talking about, you know, where they've come from, what they're dealing with. You know, you can, when you feel like you're the only one like there fighting your cause, it can be really easy to let yourself get defeated, to let fear get in the way, to let imposter syndrome get in the way. But having conversations, seeking out conversations with people who care about the same thing as you do, who are taking action that you can support, who then inspire you to take action in your business, in your life, is just so incredibly invaluable. I mean, it's why I listen to podcasts. It is to have access to those kind of conversations, and to be part of them was brilliant. Is brilliant. Will continue to be brilliant.
Yes. It's a very joyful experience indeed. And actually, that reminds me of the conversation that we had with Sandra Kerr, who's an incredible woman. I'm not going to tell too much about what the podcast was about, but Sandra was working for the government in sort of helping them with their diversity and inclusion. And she gave such an interesting insight into actually what is being done. And I think another thing, like whatever your political allegiance, we hear so much negativity in the world. And it was so heartwarming to hear, even on every single level of this system that we all exist within, things are happening, change is happening, and there is hope in what can sometimes feel like quite a dark time.
Yeah. And I think, you know, we have both experienced in one way or another really letting fear get in the way of ourselves, in terms of, you know, whether it's fear, like you say, of the fact that, oh my God, everything in the world is just so overwhelming. There's so much I want to make an impact on. There's, you know, there's a fear there that you can't make a difference. I think there's a fear of your own insignificance, which then also gets coupled with a fear of the fact that you're not good enough to go out and make a change anyway, because the imposter syndrome kicks in. And then you get stuck in that vicious cycle, which we've certainly both experienced. And I think talking to a lot of people, they have too, particularly when you're a business that actually wants to go out and do things differently. Like we've said before, there's no blueprint there. We're all having conversations at the moment and we're all finding our way together in what this new paradigm in the future of work looks like.
Yeah, exactly that. And actually, that's exactly how I've described the podcast to the speakers before they came on, and to anyone that's been curious and inquiring about it, is that we really want to provide an experience for somebody who is trying to do the best they can, but doesn't have it all figured out, which is, by the way, every single person in our network anyway. To listen and find inspiration from these conversations. But I think really importantly as well is to realize that they're not alone in their struggles. Like we have a lot of the conversations that we've had have been actually about the massive mistakes that we have all made in our pursuit to do good to do the right thing. And again, that's coming from the best of intentions, but we all do it, and we're not alone in our kind of journey to achieve mm-hmm. a better impact, a bigger impact in the world.
Yeah. And I know something else that we've spoken about a lot that's related to this is the prevalence of cancel culture and how incredibly damaging it is, and how all that does is add to people's fear of putting themselves out there, of making bold statements and of driving change, because they're worried that someone is going to find fault with something they've said, dredge something up that they've said in the past, which is then going to mean that effectively they get cancelled and all of the good that they're trying to do doesn't matter. And I think that something that we speak about a lot is the fact that we've just lost this ability to disagree and have compassion for alternative points of view. And that all feeds into the fear of like, well, if I'm not kind of squeaky clean and perfect, you know, how can I go out and talk about sustainability when, you know, I buy things that are packaged in plastic? Or, you know, how can I go out and tell people that I think people should eat less meat, or, you know, should be mostly vegan, when I caved and I just had a hamburger at the weekend in a moment of weakness? Because people are so worried about being perfect and not feeling like they have a right to have a platform unless they're perfect.
And I'm going to catch you on that, because you just said in a moment of weakness, and it's not a weakness.
True.
It's in
True.
A moment. It's in a moment of being human.
Like, yeah, you're right. You're right. Yeah.
And I also, I challenge every, and I've said this to you so many times, Alice, in the kind of process of being a recovering perfectionist. I ask anyone listening to think of a person that they know who is as perfect as a person can be, really, really focuses on making themselves perfect. Do you like that person? I bet you don't. because it's so unobtainable, and it's so inauthentic. And most people who are trying to be perfect aren't happy, because they're denying themselves their humanity. And I think, and in the denying of our own humanity, and I've certainly been there myself, judging myself for all numbers of things, I then start judging everybody else around me. And it becomes this very, very tense environment in which I'm living within my own body. And I just feel like we've got so much potential as human beings to open ourselves up to compassion. And actually, every single conversation that we've had through this podcast has all come back to that, hasn't it? Like, all come back to, how can we understand one another better? How can we have difficult conversations with each other? How can we better engage one another so that we can really truly be open and listen to each other's experiences and learn and grow together, even when we don't agree with each other?
Yeah. Yeah. And I think we discussed this, I think, in at least two episodes as well. But so much of that is about safety and trusting that the people you are working with won't, you know, get angry or react negatively if you say something that is potentially not right. You know, having that safety to have discussions, having that safety to say, look, I don't know, or I don't understand this. And knowing that you're not just going to be dismissed as stupid or ignorant or, you know, willfully not understanding. It's, you know, it's so, so important that we seek out relationships where we feel we have that safety. And I think as individuals, really think about, do I provide that safety to others, so that they feel that they can come and talk to me? Because I know certainly that's not always been the case for me. You know, I've done a lot of work on myself to be able to put that space in between a reaction and what someone says. And I believe I'm a better person for it, and I'm a happier person for it, and I have deeper, richer, more meaningful, conflict-free relationships because of it. And I think that putting that pause in of like, is this a compassionate response? Am I being compassionate in this response? And if you can't be, don't respond. Wait. Like, wait for that gap between your emotion.
Yeah, I think that's such a good point. And especially, especially when it's something that is super emotionally charged for you. And it makes complete sense. Of course, I feel like I'm a super reactive person. So I definitely get like my out initially. And I'm also working on taking a step back and going, well, actually, is there something that I can learn from this? Even if I don't agree, even if I'll never agree and I'll never be able to fully understand how someone can think a certain way. Truly, I believe in my heart and soul that the only way that we're going to find any kind of solidarity as people across the whole world, but in this country is a serious divide happening, is through conversations and through accessing compassion, even for somebody who feels like they're on the other side of the planet from what you believe. Yeah. And it seems so difficult to do it. It's like, nope, that's impossible. Sometimes it feels that way. But actually, there's something so beautiful that can happen when you meet somebody in that space.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, completely.
And this is all stuff that we have been in the investigation of for so long in trying to create a new way of doing business ourselves. And I just want to flag that we've made so many mistakes. I would say we've made far more mistakes than we have breakthroughs. Got things right. that's okay, because the one thing that has definitely shifted for us is our ability to take a step back and go, okay, how can I learn from this? Like the Maya Angelou quote always comes to me, like, do the best you can until you know better, and then when you know better, do better. But actually, I think you can go even further than that, because you can know better and still really struggle to do better, because our ingrained patterns are so subconscious that even when our conscious mind knows something, it doesn't always translate into our subconscious mind. It often, in fact, it hardly ever translates. Yeah. It takes some really deep work and it takes practice. And I think that's something that we've really learned along the way is, yes, we mess up. And sometimes we mess up multiple times around the same issue. But it's about having the patience and creating the space to keep practicing so that those pathways get reinformed in a different way.
Completely. I wonder. Why am I hedging my opinion? I've suddenly got all confident, unconfident. I think as well, a big part of it is the fact that we are, you know, we're 50-50 business partners. Like, we didn't know each other when we started this business. We'd only known each other a few months. We sort of went on gut feeling. And I think we both had a lot of our own stuff to work through. We both were coming at things from like very different perspectives. But the only thing that never wavered was our commitment to what the Joyful could be and the vision and the potential we saw and how much we believed in how well our skills, personalities complemented each other, that never ever wavered. And I wonder as well, like, I mean, this is the first time I've run my own business, it's the first time you've run a business, you know, we're all still learning, but there's not just been like one business owner's mindset blockers to work through, there's been two. And I think a lot of the time we've almost played like tennis with like, whose issue's blocking us now? Like, come backwards and forwards.
Yeah, it's been such a challenging time, actually. And I don't think we always give ourselves enough sort of space and credit for the fact that it's such a challenging thing. I feel like, I mean, we both invested heavily in personal development and therapy and like actually every kind of weird and wacky healing you can possibly imagine. And I really do believe that the biggest self-development course you could ever take on is running a business. My God, talk about coming up front and personal with your own ego. But then on top of that, you've got someone else in there. And I mean, I was thinking about this the other day. I used to be so afraid of my own inferiority in our relationship that I used to analyze things like when someone sent us both an email, whether they would put your name first or my name first. And I used to like make that like, and I was thinking about that in yoga yesterday, like, that's really weird that I used to do that. But I'd be like, well, they prefer Alice because they put Alice before, they put Alice and Sophie.
And then I was just like, why doesn't she believe in herself? What is going on? Like,
it's really, really bizarre. And like, but you know, but again, these things are, these are, and these are all things that we discuss in this podcast, because while you can know all of the things, and like you and I were both very successful within our career, we both very accomplished people and very bolshy people, like we met because of public speaking and being in the on the circuit. We on the circuit. we still had so much self-belief issues. I mean, I realized only a few years ago that one of my biggest challenges was that I didn't love myself at all. And I didn't even know how to love myself at all, how to care for myself or parent myself or any of these things. And it's like, you can know everything, not that you can ever know everything, but you can know an awful lot about your thing and still be constantly stopped by your own sense of yourself. And that's been the biggest thing for me as a business leader. And I really feel like there needs to be so much more out there for businesses to support businesses to move through these mindset blockers, rather than just looking at the kind of technical stuff or the theory behind things. Like, that can all be learned. But if you don't believe in yourself, you're not going to get anywhere with that.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think that's what, you know, and we are, I think, quite rare in this, but, you know, we started off doing kind of digital marketing and then quickly found we were almost like giving confidence lessons to quite a lot of our clients in terms of like, your opinion does matter. You are an expert. Like, you can put it out there. You've got this. Like, we're almost, and we called ourselves cheerleaders quite early on of like, you know, we're not just your kind of marketing consultants. We were cheerleaders for a lot of our clients. And a lot of clients came to us, not because they were like, yes, you have the best marketing skills ever. They came to us because they were like, you really get me, and you're going to have patience and understand why I'm getting stopped by these things, why I can't just go and execute a strategy, why I need some handholding, why I need some reassurance. And I think a lot of that, doing so much of that with the people we've worked with over the last few years, has fed kind of so much into where the Joyful has now evolved to as well.
Which is a gorgeous little segue into talking about what the Joyful has now evolved into.
Oh my God. It's almost like I'm a communications expert. Almost.
So I'm going to talk about leaders, because actually it feeds super well into that whole mindset piece. We for a really long time have, since the beginning, we've always worked with really small businesses, one person businesses. And as we've grown more, we have worked with much bigger businesses. But we've always had like a little piece of our heart pie open for smaller businesses, but we wanted to work with millions of small businesses, because we, you know, we really, really believe that it's these individuals who have the versatility and the drive and the passion to create something from their heart that are going to be the ones that make the change as they rise together. So that's why we have created the Joyful Leaders, which is our community, our training platform, our bespoke development platform. And the kind of thing that really sets apart leaders is that we're going to be focusing on supporting leaders coming from marginalized groups to get the access to the communication skills, the marketing skills, all of the kind of purpose and how they articulate their brands. Everything that we deliver for our bigger clients, we're going to distill into leaders and give that access to businesses for a much, much more accessible price. And what's really exciting about that is that we know in our community some of the most amazing people, and bringing those people together into one community where they can collaborate and you know, just be in the presence of one another's energy is such an exciting thing. And we're launching that at the end of September. So keep your BDs popping. I'm sure many of the people who listen to this podcast are going to be in our network already. So we expect to see you there.
And we'll put a link in the show notes as well, so you can sign up to our mailing list, which means that you will be the first to hear about Leaders launching, maybe with a cheeky exclusive offer. You never know.
Oh, cheeky, cheeky. So, Alice, tell us about how the Joyful Brand and Marketing Agency is having a complete glow up.
Oh my God! Wow. The Joyful Brand and Marketing Agency is no longer the Joyful Brand and Marketing Agency. What?
What?
So we, along with our incredible team, Lucy and Kelsey, who are brilliant, we have evolved a new model wherein we are positioning ourselves as brand impact consultants. And the new model essentially ties together so much of the work that we've been doing with our clients over the last 5 years, because we've been having conversations since year one around, like, well, we're not really just a marketing agency. Like, we don't really just do marketing. Like, yeah, we do, but we also do all of this stuff and this stuff. And clients started to ask us, like, because you were so good at that, could you do this for me? And, oh, I've seen you've done that in your business. Can you advise me on this as well? So a thing that has been hugely, hugely important to us and has been driving us since the start is what kind of businesses we want to work with. You know, is it purpose-led businesses? Is it conscious businesses? And eventually we got to a space of, well, it's businesses that are out to make an impact. It's businesses that are out to make a positive impact. And okay, so what are the positive impacts the world needs? And so the model that we've created is, you know, really, really aligned to all of the areas that we see within our business, that we see within others' businesses, need to be in alignment and need to be in integrity in order for that business to have the maximum impact on their people, whether that's their customers, their teams, their suppliers, on the world. So looking at environmental impact, looking at communities that they want to support, you know, whether that's LGBT plus communities, disabled communities. So going through a process with them of, like, okay, let's discover your potential to make an impact in all of these areas. Let's look at where you already feel like you're doing it. Let's look at where you're falling short. And crucially, let's look at when your business closes, when it comes to an end, when you sell it, when you exit, what is the legacy you want to leave behind in terms of the positive impact you've made on the world? And then all of that is what feeds into your brand development, is what feeds into your communication strategy, because consumers are becoming more and more decisive, picky about where they spend their money. And as the buying power of millennials, of Gen Z, of, you know, of the next generation will continue to grow.
The new ones. What are the new ones? The new ones are the new most ones, savvy.
I don't know. Yeah. Yeah. And if you think Gen Z are savvy, wait for the next lot. But it's around the fact that the old paradigm of business is not going to work. It's not going to work for your customers, because your customers are going to want to be spending their money with businesses they know are aligned to their values. They're not going to want to be spending their money knowing that they're potentially doing harm, that they're contributing to something that they don't believe in. And it needs to become the norm. Like we've said, businesses have the power to change the world. It needs to become the norm that businesses use that power to promote these, not even promote these ethical practices, but to say these are the only
to live
way.
Them.
So, like, single-use stuff removed from production. You know, who's going to take that bold step? You know, all of these sorts of things, the power and the influence lies with businesses. And if you are not creating your business, building your business to fit in with that, it's only a matter of time before you are going to start losing business, losing customers, losing community to the people who are putting their values further, you know, at the forefront of their lives. And I think so much of that has come from the pandemic, of having, like, all of this kind of way of being stripped away, having 2 years to sit and think and reassess, like, am I happy going into work? You know, when I go into work, like, am I actually enjoying myself? Am I making an impact? Am I making a difference? Am I fulfilled? Like, people have quit to start their own businesses in droves because workplaces can't give them what they need. So how do you make a positive impact on your people? For me, like, really, really waking up during the pandemic to, like, oh my God, I have got to support small local businesses because they are the ones struggling. Diverting even like 50% of my weekly shopping budget. How, what do I spend with local shops? And that's now become a habit for me. So it's about tying all of these elements together and thinking, look, can I stand up with integrity and say, I am a brand that gives more to the world and makes people more fulfilled, you know, or am I a business that takes away from the world and leaves people feeling unfulfilled? Because which one would you rather be?
Yeah. And as you say, it's not just this nice, I mean, we've been talking about this for nearly a decade. Yes. And it started out seeming like a kind of fluffy, oh, how lovely. Maybe we can do that. We can do a bit of corporate social responsibility on the side. And, you know, that's enough. This is a business imperative. That I absolutely believe in the next 5 years, this is going to be as important as profits, and shareholders are going to be expecting to understand what your impact is alongside what the profitability of your business is. And yeah. it's so exciting. It gives so much potential. And this mm-hmm. is another reason that we have shifted from being purely a brand and marketing agency to being a brand impact agency yeah. or consultancy, because we're not interested in just helping businesses to talk the talk. That's what businesses have been doing forever. Like, that's what greenwashing is. That's yeah. what purpose washing is. We're yeah. interested in working with businesses to look at what happens beneath the tip of the iceberg. Like, what is the kind of even the most boring part of your business? Every single thing that happens in every single operation across the business has an impact. What mm-hmm. is that impact? And, mm-hmm. you know, we didn't know what ours was until we started doing this work and until we started to audit our business. And that's where, you know, a large part of this development has come from mm-hmm. is our own auditing of our own areas of impact and seeing where we were massively out of integrity, yeah. even though we were trying our best, even though we yeah. thought we were operating as a purpose-driven ethical business, we were not actually when we looked beneath the surface. And we were like, okay, well, if that's happening for us, how many more businesses is that happening for? And yeah. so that's what we really want. We want to support businesses, not to lecture, not to make you feel like you should be better, but to all work together to lift each other up, to learn from each other's mistakes and also our solutions we found when we've identified those mistakes and rise together. And yeah. it's really exciting. It's really yeah. exciting.
Yeah, it's so exciting. And to circle it back to the whole like imperfectionism and can I make a difference? You know, this is the difference between beating yourself up because you bought a single use plastic bottle versus going, hang on, why is there no sustainable alternative available here? And how can I change that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that, and that's the whole thing around influence, which is, to bring it back to the podcast, what we talk about with Adam Bastock, all around how we can all make a difference, even just on our little lonesome own selves. But, you know, with that in mind, I think we've babbled enough, and we can just ask you to do one thing, well, many a thing actually, but the main thing is to subscribe to this podcast so that you get alerts every single time a juicy new episode comes out and you can have access to the most incredible people that we've ever had the pleasure to spend some time with and also learn from their experiences.
And you can follow us on social media at We Are The Joyful on all platforms and find out more about the work that we do along with our team to empower business leaders to discover and harness the power of their brand to make positive impact at wearethejoyful.com. And thank you so much to everyone who has supported this podcast, to Amy, to our Joyful team, to the incredible guests we've had whose conversations we'll be sharing soon. And thank you to Hannah Brackenbury for our jingle.
And also to Plus X for the space.
Yes, thank you, Plus X. You rock.
Don't let yourself be consumed by rage. keep on moving, shaking, and making change. The world needs more people who care like you. So don't ever stop doing what you do. Doing what you do.
Movers, shakers,
and change makers.